When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so welcome back to the Royalist King CJ Music Podcast, where we are available on all platforms that you listen to podcasts on. Today's episode, though, by extreme chance, we're going to talk about Lyrical Lemon, Cole Bennett's, and Eminem's, I guess, Cole Bennett's album, since he is the founder of Lyrical Lemonade, which... It's fine. I like that, and this is gonna be great because they've collabed before, so I expect Doom Days Part 2 to be no different, right? And so this is going to be this episode in itself is gonna be an episode where you're going to hear me rant. It's gonna be hard for me not to rant about this episode because these lyrics are so bad. These lyrics are great from Eminem's standpoint, but it does bring up a lot of old beef. And to explain this old beef, I'm going to have to kind of use my knowledge. Because most of this, I do remember, most of this, I do recall. And I am aware that one of the things I'm going to say from this article, because it came out in an interview, but I don't remember if it's the, I don't remember the source. The Wayback Machine, apparently, I can't find it. I couldn't find it. But there's an interview, and when I reference it, I will reference it. But personally, let's get into Doomsday's Part 2 with Eminem. And so this song in itself, it's strong. Cole Bennett, especially when he makes music, when he produces it, it's very great. I don't have many updates on the production side of it. It always sounds great. And I think is this a role model who beats backwards? Because listening to it, that's my first assumption, right? And to some extent, I think that's great. He says, "I'm a shred." I like these lines. I like the way these bars are set up, and the way that it is, it's verse like I have a personal vendetta, which is weird. When I heard the line, I was like, "Okay, so this is gonna be a rebuttal of a diss, right?" But this is great because I like this. He says, "Words come together like birds of a feather," which I think he's saying it comes easy. Because if you try and find it's a metaphor, but the best way to explain a metaphor is trying to find feathers and birds. The best way to explain a metaphor. Until I need a walker like Herschel, which I don't know the political climate right now, and I don't know, but in a state election in Georgia. And USA, there was a race, and Herschel Walker was on that race. So that metaphor of a walker, like Herschel Walker, he was a candidate. Let me clarify this now. I mostly do. In no way is this me, making any claim or any. Making any claim or any like direct allegations to anybody in the song, but in general, Herschel Walker, because I do want to make sure I put that as a disclaimer. I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just mainly here to talk about the music, and that's what I do, right? So just gonna put that out there, right? So that's fine. He says, but I'm better than all of you, which I think to some extent Eminem has that. I don't know. I think Eminem's put enough work out to where he can be considered one of the greats, right? One of the greats. And I'm not going to try to be controversial. And I'd rather talk about... I'd rather talk about stuff that matters. And when he says that to myself, I'm thinking... Who had the second best verse on Forever? Which is weird, right? Because it's rumored. It's rumored in the music industry, but it's also rumored among like hip-hop artists and fans that Eminem had one of the best verses, right? So then who has that second verse? Is it Drake? Is it Wayne? You know, is it Kanye West? And to me, personally, to answer that question, I think it's, I don't know, I think it's a mix between, I don't know, I think production-wise, I think it comes to, I don't know. It just depends on what you like in music, and to me personally, I think that's Lil Wayne. But it just depends on who you think has the best verse on Forever. Like, who has the second best verse on Forever? He says this, and so I like this. I like the way that this is put, and every time I hear or, like, look at it or think about it, because it's been in my mind for the past couple of days. Now, riddle me this. I have one condition. You must not laugh. What's the opposite of Benzino? What's the opposite of Benzino? And he says a giraffe, because a giraffe has a neck, and it's been rumored, well, in many pictures of Benzino, he doesn't seem to have a neck, so it's, while it is, like, it's, okay, so let me rearrange this. So when he talked about Benzino, and he said, for example, he says, what's the opposite of Benzino? And I was thinking pop star, but when I heard the line of, oh, a giraffe, it catches me on guard every single time. Because giraffes have long necks, or necks in general. And every time Benzino takes a picture, or Paparazzi has one, it's not really they somehow don't capture his, show that he has a neck. Which I think is a clever line. I think it's, but at this point right here is where I figured this song was going to be about Benzino the whole time, which I think is weird, but it's, you know, it's what your taste in music is. And to a certain extent, he says, how can I come at something he doesn't have? Like that old thing, I'm going to come for your neck. He says, but if I'm going to come for somebody's neck, they must have a neck, which is funny, but Eminem just, he's speaking at Benzino, and I don't know if Benzino's going to ever respond. If he responds to this, that's fine. His arms are so short that he can't touch together even with jumping jacks. I think that line in itself, because I've never seen it, but there's videos of Benzino, like, doing workouts where his hands don't touch because he has, like, people say he has T-Rex hands, right? So it's that line. Like, this, I think this was meant to be taken serious, but at the same time, there are certain lines that stand out, especially in the song, where you're like, okay, oh, okay. So from that standpoint, that makes sense. He says, I don't mean to upset you, but I feel like you've already attacked Benzino. So it's very hard for me to go, if you already attacked him, especially in the beginning of the song, you attacked him. It's do it in the actual forgiveness later, but it's like, I don't know if anyone, we'll go 20 years. In the last 20 years, has heard a song from him, like, or even knows him. I think they know his daughter, Coleray, right? But I don't think they know. I don't know. Benzino, I don't know. I asked before taping this, I asked people if they knew Benzino in, like, recent years. And a lot of people were like, I didn't realize he was a rapper or at any point. And I think that's slickly might be due to Eminem's response to his first diss track to Eminem. And Eminem responded and kind of ended his career. He says, I hear about all the debt you're in, which is, I don't know, which is, it's rumored that he's in debt. Like, it's rumored, I say allegedly, because it's rumored, it's not necessarily proven that he's in debt, right? But I think in an interview, he talks about the financial issues that he was in at that time, which we'll get into later. I heard you've been creeping on the low in them cheap hotels. You said 210. I wasn't sure you're in a room in a single bed with two men. Which this line in itself is from an interview that he did. Like, he did it from an interview where I think he discusses that he shared a room with I think it might have been The Source. It's been a while. It's been a long time. I might be showing my age a little bit, but it might be The Source. Where he just talks about him having to share a bed with another room, him sharing a single room in a hotel with another guy. And I don't know. Off the top of my head, I'm not entirely sure what came from that, but it's something to look at. And so it's something to look at, especially because he says, and people say throughout the song, and that he goes from Shady to Eminem, and it seems that way, right? And he says, I regret to inform you. He says, I regret to inform you, and I don't know if he was hinting at something, where he says, well, I don't mean to ruin your day, but he knows he's not getting a Coralie Ray feature, which we're gonna talk about this, like this part of the song where she said, I believe she said that beef is old, and certain people don't, and I think she's saying Benzo doesn't make decisions on who she does features with, because she's grown and she can make her own decisions about who she wants on a feature, which is a funny line. I think this was supposed to be her response to it, which, I mean, it went well. It meant to make a statement, like, you could back your father but also not seem a certain way. But I think the jab back at this was, who says she wants an Eminem feature when she was promoting her song? To a certain extent, I can't blame you. I know when Eminem calls somebody out in a song, but especially when he does it in a song like this so well, you're going to get a lot of publicity running this or running that statement. So when she says, who wants a feature with Eminem, we missed that point, right? We missed that point of, we're probably not going to get one. But she said, who wants a feature from Eminem? But he admits that there won't, I guess he missed that. That's a connection he may not have, and a feature he may never get on the song if people want it. He says, it's okay. So I'm gonna express half of this, but to a certain extent, he goes, Sandra Bullock's nose. It's her nose, and I mean this in the nicest way. I don't mean this in any like bad way, or hey, you're trying to attack a woman. I'm not at all. But people have talked about how her nose, and people say like it's the way that it's angled. Well, people say it's sharp, but it's things that like it can shoot bullets out of it, which I think, because it's extremely pointed. You can catch a stray like Animal Control, plan a funeral. And this is the thing, a neurological exam, which I think might be hinting at the point of, I don't know who was affiliated with. I don't even know if the cops actually investigated it. But it's allegedly Benzino was going to a funeral, and apparently he got shot, which I, at the time of this recording and later, wasn't able to prove that somebody went to jail for it, and if they did, they didn't list it under Benzino, and he probably listed it under his legal name, and it's probably in a closed document case, but I couldn't find it, right? But it's weird, right? And once again, he's in a padded cell for Shady, which, I mean, we've seen Shady in multiple times, where he tries to keep himself, basically in a padded room. Because they're going to think he's gonna go crazy on a beat, which I think, to some extent, I think he did very well. He goes right to the strike ward. Because I strangled you with a mic cord. This isn't the first time. This probably will not be the last time. This probably won't be the last time. If Eminem is going to diss Benzino now, I don't think he's going to stop. And to say that it's morbid, that his mind's morbid, I don't necessarily know where he thought this was going to go, right? I think you shoot the shots, and I love that Eminem does this. He's very metaphorical, and he tries to double entendres. But at a certain point, you can't go double entendres because it's true, right? Like, he's going to take shots, which I do like. I'm not going to say that I don't like it. I like the way that this is put together. He says, I'm on my Pegasus. I'm on my highest horse, which I think is funny because it's the constellations right in the sky. Constellations, yeah. Constellations in the sky. Make a horse. The biggest horse. But he's also on his highest horse. Like, Eminem has made so much music that he's on his highest horse. Like, there's not much that'll knock Eminem out of the spot that he's in right now. He's not terrible at music, right? He's not bad. He's not terrible at music. He says, because you're in my morgue. And can we talk about that? He says, you're in my morgue. You're tied up like a tight score, which I don't know what that means. Because I think if you ask me, right, Eminem's response to Benzina the first time makes it 2-0, right? I think it makes it 2-0. But apparently, if it's a tight scoreboard, it might be closer than that, right? But he says, I think it's 2-0. I think Benzo tried to respond to Eminem. He tried it the first time, and I think he did okay. But when you go after Eminem, you can't hold back. And why? Because I'm back with him. And that's when I'm back with Cole Bennett, which Cole Bennett is the, I believe he's the founder. At one point he was the founder of Lyrical Lemonade. And I've been at level J. Cole Bennett. Which I think he's saying that he's been in a spot where J. Cole is either where he's like, I'm hungry enough to make music, but I could also stop. And I think with J. Cole doing this, he could be hinting at him and J. Cole original song together, which I think would go number one. I think if they did a song like that, would go number one, no problem. Because it'd be lyrical bars back to back. I've been at It's the Aftermath. I'm ready. That's a ride. And I don't know if he's hinting at Aftermath, which he might not be. Or Encore, but this is the thing, this is the aftermath of this song right here. There's not much Eminem can do, there's not much Benzo can do. I don't know, because Eminem has you in a corner, and even if you reply, which I'm kind of waiting, if you reply, fine, I'm gonna be happy to talk about that, but I don't know how you reply to this, right, because it puts you in a corner, because if you reply, then everything he said was true, which you've publicly said about a few things in an interview. So I don't know how you come back from that. But also, this isn't the first time people try to go at Eminem. So I don't know where he's going to go with this. You've done it before. And if you drop another diss track, I'll wait to see. Like, I will truly wait to see. But right now, for 2024, if we're going diss tracks, this is the best diss track I've ever heard. And Eminem did that. So, this diss track right here, while it is short, it's 1:50, and I think it should have probably been longer. This right here, Cole Bennett's production of this, I'm going to assume Cole Bennett is working on a production of this, because it's something we've been waiting for. So, and him releasing, and him talking about this in November was kind of a hint for this, and I was happy for it. So this would be great to listen to, but I think the whole album I'm gonna listen to, but I don't know, this got me intrigued to listen to the Lyrical Lemonade album. So this will be fun to listen to, and overall, this is this out of a song rating, this is a 10 out of 10. But Cole Bennett's never failed me when him and Eminem work together, so I don't know, like, this is a great song. I don't really have any critiques. I just kind of wish the song was longer. And the bars are hilarious. I didn't mean to, by any means, if someone feels disrespected, talk about it in the song. I don't mean any disrespect. With that being said, I hope you enjoy listening to the Royalist King CJ Music Podcast. While we're at it, I just want to let you know, we're available on all streaming services that you listen to podcasts. That is Spotify, Apple Music, so a lot more. We're starting to think of planning for YouTube, but so far we're still in work for that. So, with that all being said, I hope you have a great day. And I hope you enjoy Doomsday Part 2 with Eminem, Cole Bennett, and Lyrical Lemonade as much as I did. So, with that being said, and I'll see you in the next one.